This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Monday. It's your sports bros, Rop and Souk.
Sada.
I'm Rop. That's a big Souk right over there.
Right.
With dude.
Tonight is a sports equinox. I don't know if you knew that.
What is, no, I'm not familiar with
Oh, those are cool. Yeah.
Sports equinox. What are we doing?
Well, a sports equinox is when all four major U.S. sports leagues play at the same time.
Oh, okay.
And it's only happened 30 times in history, and tonight is the 31st.
Hmm. Because you need the NBA and NHL seasons to start, and then you need it to overlap with an NFL Sunday and... NBA, or we said NBA already. What's the fourth one?
Well, the World Series.
World Series, there we go.
And that needs to overlap with an NFL game.
Way to pay attention.
Yeah. And so there was no World Series game yesterday, but there is one tonight.
Of all the things that you could miss...
Were you listening to the dude's story?
You missed the World Series.
We also have two... People like to corkscrew two MLS playoff games in there.
Nice.
And we do have two of those tonight.
Yeah, I think Seattle's playing tonight, are they not?
So we've got... I mean, if you want to add the MLS... It's a very special equinox.
Sure. You
in
do that.
Sports.
Yeah.
Hey, Seattle.
Pretty exciting.
It is exciting. I really only want to watch the World Series, but, you know, I'll take some Monday Night Football. Why not?
Yeah. I don't know. Giants. I can't watch the Giants.
You don't need to watch the Giants. It's the Giants and the Steelers, and let's be honest, that's the definition of meh. But if there wasn't the World Series, I would...
of course.
Yeah, I would check it out.
But there is the World Series.
I mean, would you rather watch the Oilers at Blue Jackets? Does that do anything for you?
No. You know me. Yeah. I don't watch hockey, even though I know the most about it at the station.
Yeah. I mean, you are Mr.
Pretty
hockey.
Remarkable.
Yeah.
But I don't watch it.
Your Tampa and Lightning are playing, if that does anything, too.
So anyway, big sports equinox night. Good little sports night. World Series Game 3 about to get underway. We've got our college football chemtrail coming up here at 5:15. We'll wrap up the weekend that was in college football and get to the other. We talked about the Hail Mary already in the Commies-Bears game. But the other big controversy of the weekend in the NFL is Anthony Richardson tapping out of a game.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen that one.
Well, you have now.
Yeah. I've never seen that at any level of football.
Well, and it looked like his leg was a little wonky, and so I was like, oh, he got it twisted. No, he was gassed.
He was tired.
Yeah.
Guess who's pregnant coming up in the club?
Anthony Richardson.
And what is pink cocaine? But right now, what?
Just...
Why do you laugh at that?
I was talking...
You know what pink cocaine is.
I do.
Oh, no.
I was having a conversation about this the other day with a doctor friend of mine. We were discussing pink cocaine, and it made me chuckle. I can't share that conversation on air, but...
Why not?
It just made me...
You scoring pink cocaine through your doctor now?
It made me chuckle. We were just talking about... We ended up having an impromptu conversation about what that entails, and... No, just the different components of it, and it was I enjoyed it.
It is time now for the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh! Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com. Number five.
Yeah, the Steelers, they don't lose at home on Monday Night Football. They are 21-0 in their last 21 at home since 1992. On Monday night, they host the 2-5 Gigantes,
who say that the Daniel Jones will not have a quick hook.
No,
look, they don't have any other options. The Giants are a sinking ship, and they probably just clean house at the end of this thing. And then Pittsburgh's going to win 10 games, make the playoffs, and get bounced in the first round.
Daniel Jones 0-7 in his career on Monday Night Football. Pittsburgh favored by 3 safeties. Also tonight, your 1-2 Blazers are in Sacramento. The Kings are winless in their first 2 games. The tip there will be at 7 p.m.
Yeah, Blazers catching 12.5, and when Danny Morang thinks there's value there.
Number four.
Oregon 8-0 for the first time since 2013. They are, of course, still number one this week after dismantling Illinois. The Big Ten has 3 of the top 4. After Oregon, it goes Georgia, Penn State, Ohio State. Miami is in the top 5 for the first time since 2017 under Mark Richt. And one other hot top 25 note, Washington State has surged into the rankings. They are number 22 as they are 7-1.
Yeah, and unfortunately for the Cougs, I saw a little online chat with Dave Bartu about this. There really isn't a path for Washington State to make the playoff as an at-large team, but
they could. If you look at their last 4, they could be 11-1,
but they won't be.
I'm just saying they could be 11.
They could be 11-1.
That's amazing,
and that's kind of what the Beavs thought going into the season. And then
who beat them? Who beat the Cougs?
Boise State. And so Boise will right now appears to be the odds-on favorite to be the lone Group of 4 representative, or I guess Group of 5. Washington State not eligible for that. They would just have to be an at-large team, and they're just, it's not going to happen.
Patriots trade pass rusher Josh Uche. Is that right? Did I get that right? Is that his name?
I think it's Uche.
Uche?
I think.
To the Chiefs for a 6th rounder in 2026. They'll be a free agent after this season. So a little help for the Chiefs defense, because of course they needed it.
Yeah. They're actually, the defense is really quite good. The offense on the other side, DeAndre Hopkins did nothing.
Who is this guy rapping on the, who's that guy?
That's Fat Joe.
On the mound there?
Yeah, that's Fat Joe. And your man.
They had to do something to respond to the Ice Cube open from game 2, and so they went with New York legend Fat Joe.
Fat Joe. Who isn't that fat anymore?
Nope, not as fat as he used to be.
Yeah.
Niners are on a bye this week, but running back Christian McCaffrey tracking to play against Tampa Bay when they return in week 10. Packers quarterback Jordan Love will likely miss this week's game against Detroit with a groin injury. Derek Carr close to returning for New Orleans. And Colts coach Shane Steichen was asked if Anthony Richardson will start on Sunday. And he's said, quote, we're evaluating everything, end quote.
It's tough. I think they're 4-4 now, and every one of their games has been by one possession. And, I mean, I know that guy's your future and you drafted him, but he's as bad a quarterback as you will see in the NFL. You can't keep that locker room and keep running him out there.
Big one in college football this weekend, Ohio State visiting Penn State. It's another top 5 matchup. Nittany Lions quarterback Drew Aller could be a game-time decision with a knee injury. Penn State's lost 7 straight in that series. The Ducks are headed to the Big House. They will kick it off Saturday at 12:30 here on The Fan. That'll be Oregon's 7th straight game on a major network. But that streak will come to an end next week when they host Maryland. Kickoff time for that one set for 4 p.m. on Big Ten Network.
By the way, Aller went down and they inserted that other guy he's got a weird name, starts with a B.
Bo Prabula.
Dude, their offense looked way better with him than Drew Aller did. And there's some whispers that Aller may not get his job back. He may get Wally Pipped here. If this kid comes in and they beat Ohio State, who's got their own issues on the offensive line, old Drew Aller may find himself in the transfer portal.
And our Dodgers are looking to take a commanding 3-0 lead as the World Series returns to the Bronx tonight. They're just about to get underway. Walker Buehler for LA, Clark Schmidt for the Spanx. Shohei Ohtani is back in the lineup, although he is wearing a brace on his shoulder.
He said that he partially separated his shoulder, but that he had good strength, good range of motion, and he's going to give it a whirl.
As for Aaron Judge, he is 0-10 with runners in scoring position in the postseason. No MVP has ever gone hitless with runners in scoring position in a playoffs.
What, you think he's battling an injury, or is he just got a mental thing right now?
I don't know. I wish I knew.
It's not pretty.
Well, actually, I don't wish I knew. I don't care. But it's funny to watch him strike out all the time.
It is true.
Could use him.
Is it funny or is it sad? It's kind of sad.
It's kind of sad.
Well, I really like him. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, that's part of it, too.
I just like watching the Yankees lose.
Sure.
So if he's going to strike out.
I understand. That is, fair enough.
Great.
Aaron Judge could have played for another crappy team like San Francisco.
Like to drink their haterade and eat their hater tots.
Still hate him.
Yeah, he went, was he 350 with 50 bombs?
Yep.
8 million RBI, and he can't.
No, can't hit.
He cannot hit in the postseason. It's he had a couple bombs there in the ALCS, didn't he?
I think he had one, maybe two, and they were like, "Oh, is this the breakout?"
He's back.
No,
he's worse now.
Yeah,
he looks terrible.
Awful.
Victor Rico's Mexican food. Discover Victor Rico's new savory menu items. Order in store, online, or delivered straight to your door at victorricos.com. Let's get to the college football chemtrail next on the Fam. I knew that I wouldn't. All right, time for the college football chemtrail. So good. I was sitting at a local establishment on Thursday after the show with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And towards the end of the evening, the woman to my left, we struck up a conversation with her, and she was a healer.
Like a faith healer?
Yeah. Well, like a, the
like
healer.
Like a witch?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, all right. So
you know what I mean?
There's crystals.
Halloween's coming up, her time of year.
Was she a white gal with dreadlocks? Because I kind of get that picture.
She was from Australia.
She traveled with many oils.
Oils and crystals. Yeah, there's essential oils. There's a crystal involved, maybe some chanting.
Right. Yeah, she did some chanting.
There you go.
Clothing made of hemp.
She puts her hands over yours, and then does the humba hunga humba. Oh! And then proceeds to, make fun of you.
Yeah.
And say you need all these things
and
that you
do nothing. But yeah, all right.
Anyway, she was into chemtrails. About 30 minutes into, this conversation with her, it's like, me and my buddy, we're just very curious. It's like, wait, what is this? Mm-hmm. So we talk to her and she's doing all her bits. She starts dropping chemtrail news on us. And that's when I'm like,
Yeah, boy. It's tough.
If it wasn't already out.
Question.
It might be now.
Was she hot?
I mean...
Because here's the thing. If you're at a bar...
She's fine.
If you're at a bar and there's a hot, she can pretty much talk about whatever she wants, and there'll be a bunch of dumbasses that'll be like, oh, yeah, it's chemtrails. Yeah, sure.
Great. Yeah, she was cool, but whatever. Yeah. Anyway, that's why I've... in honor of her, she gets
it,
a segment.
You get the chemtrails.
The
All right.
College football chemtrail.
Okay.
We had the big game of the weekend.
Do you think she's listening?
I don't.
Probably not. She's busy healing things.
Well, she's traveling. Around the United States.
Healing.
Yeah. She has clients and she goes and visits them and
things happen.
Dog sits.
She's on Rover.
She is on Rover, I think.
Or Wag. One of the two.
Makes sense.
But hey, she was fun to talk to.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Sure. Probably interesting.
I mean, that'd be one word
you
could use.
Yeah, I get it.
To describe it.
Well, interesting certainly would, and we've all met that person, and that person is more interesting to sit next to than Angry Bob or something.
Well, yeah, some guy who just sits and talks about himself.
Sure, 100%.
So we had the A&M LSU game. That was the top game of the weekend.
Yes, and let me say this. I have nothing against LSU, but watching Brian Kelly melt down, watching him lose it, and lose games that they have no business losing, it's the funniest thing in college football. There's not another guy in college football, and that's saying something because that sport is full of unlikable red asses. Watching the veins in that dude's neck bulge while they screw up basic plays like field goals, I put it right in my veins.
Well, Texas A&M was down 17-7 at half and stormed back to kick the crap out of them.
Yeah.
Well, the final was 38-23, but yeah. A&M just kind of blitzed them because... their quarterback got benched. They put in this kid, Marcel Reed.
Yeah.
And can't throw a lick.
No, but he can run.
But he ran for a couple scores, and now they've got kind of a quarterback issue there at A&M. They could, you know what they could do, Buck, is they could go quarterback bullpen game.
Well, that's what that's
hell
what,
yeah.
That's kind of what like Michigan does,
yeah.
Right? I mean, you just like hey, yeah. passing downs, go to one, and
yeah. Michigan has three now.
Well, he led the Reed kid led a double digit comeback, and do you realize he completed two passes? He threw the ball two times. Now it helps when they give you short fields every time, but that kid came in when they were down by double digits, two scores, went 2 of 2 for 70 yards, and they won that game comfortably going away 23-38. Damnedest thing, dude. That,
gave him a spark.
That is, well, and Nussmeier just melted down with three picks, and then they had, again, the botched field goal where the guy wasn't ready. I mean, which, by the way, that's happened now multiple times for LSU. Did you see, have you seen the clip on the sidelines where he's yelling at the guy? He's like, effing get out there and get the process started.
Did you see also the slow-mo clip of, Kelly? Like, the yeah. of the holder? Yeah. Who like when it first hits him, his like face just sinks. Like, oh god, here we go. Again.
Here we go again. It's the second time. How can you not like pick your head up? Is it that hard to watch for the ball? I just love watching LSU melt down. It's fantastic.
Well, it's fun to watch because Brian Kelly is such an ass.
Yes,
and he's so negative.
Yes.
And just bitchy.
Yeah, he's just an
that you kind of root against him.
Yes, and he's a really good coach, and LSU's a good football team, and they should have won that game, but they
didn't. I mean, what is it like to play for, like, why would you go play for him?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, but he's a good coach.
And a lot of people have over the last decade, yeah. and he's been like this for a while. I wonder the same thing when you're a kid who has your choice of any school, and you're going to get paid roughly the same most of the top places because of how good you are, like, why that's the choice.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I mean, if you're an offensive player, I mean.
And it can be position coaches, too. I know they have a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
He must have a good pitch.
The other one, too, is, you know, I hate to say this, but how many coaches are just, they're just Brian Kelly. Like, I'm sure Brian Kelly in a recruit's living room is better than Brian Kelly on the sidelines. But, I mean, you watch coaches losing on the sideline all the time. That's just the way it is. That's college coaching. But
but he's particularly.
Yes.
He's particularly negative. I mean, he'll even throw his guys under the bus in the press conferences.
Yeah. I mean, I always said that about Bob Knight. Why would anyone go play for Bob Knight? And yet people went and played for Bob Knight. So it's a, I have long asked that question, why anyone would go and do that. And yet there they are.
So A&M could be the new favorite in the SEC now.
They've got the best path forward to get in the playoff, but
yeah, who are their next four? I know they play Texas.
Yeah, I'll pull
so it Texas,
up.
Texas beat Vanderbilt, and Quinn Ewers is back, looked pretty good, and so Texas should be 10-1.
Yeah,
so when they go in to play A&M.
So they've got South Carolina, New Mexico State, Auburn, and then they play Texas. But even if they were to lose to Texas, they only have the one SEC loss, so they would still be sitting pretty good.
This is A&M you're talking
about. This is A&M.
So they have to play South Carolina and Auburn.
Yeah, and Auburn, and then you get Texas.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, so in other words, if they win those three games, they could even lose to Texas.
They
and
could lose
jump
to Texas and still get in, depending, because, like, obviously they wouldn't have played Georgia, so you still have some other things. But when you look at some of the other schedules that the SEC teams have to play, you know, some funky things could happen.
Well, South Carolina could jump up and bite them for sure.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, South Carolina has played a bunch of teams tough. So, and look, Texas A&M with their quarterback issue, that's not a gimme in any stretch of the imagination. I mean, they're like anyone else. They're a flawed team. Like, it just seems this year, when you look around the country, even with the elite teams, every one of them has something you're like, eh, does it? I mean, think about this. Texas is what? Where's Texas? What, 5 or 6 in the country, right? And we're number one. And Ohio State is third or fourth, and both of them have like serious offensive worries right now. And then throw A&M in there, which is now a top 10 team, and you've got two of those teams in Texas and Texas A&M that kind of have quarterback controversies. Oh, and by the way, let's throw Penn State in that mix, because Penn State now has a quarterback controversy. When was the last time you saw three top 10 teams, a couple of them undefeated, and there are serious issues at the idea that you may not have your starting quarterback be the guy going forward? And not because you have some sort of great backup that's like can't miss one in a generational prospect. It's just that you don't feel that the other guy can get you over the hump. I mean, this is kind of, it's a weird year.
Freddie Freeman just hit another one.
Do you know that's his fifth straight World Series game with a home run?
Yes.
Was Ohtani on too?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they said that.
What happened with Ohtani? I missed that one.
I didn't see.
See how he got on.
Did they say that this is a record now that he's hit?
It has to. I mean, I guess it doesn't have to be, but.
His fifth.
Because he's hit home runs in.
Oh, yeah, it is. It ties. Because they were saying, I saw that on the broadcast today. George Springer has the record at five.
For people who don't know what we're talking about, most consecutive World Series games with a home run.
Yeah, Springer had five in a row, and Freeman just tied him.
So Freeman's got three this year, and then when on his run with the Braves, right? Yeah. Is when he got his leather, too.
So tomorrow, Freeman can break that record.
Wow.
Hits a home run.
And doing he's it red supposedly hot. On one ankle. I'm guessing they will not intentionally walk Mookie Betts to push to him or pitch to him anymore.
Meet Freddie.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. The number three team in the country, the number six team in the country, and now the number 10 team in the country all have potential quarterback switches that could happen. And I think that's very, very odd.
Yeah.
And by the way, Georgia's quarterback in Carson Beck throws an alarming number of interceptions.
He's not playing great.
No. Tennessee, their offense isn't very good because their freshman, Nico, whose name I'm not going to try to pronounce.
Iamaleava.
Yes, there you go. He has had a very, very up and down year. So, like, if you're Oregon, you're sitting there right now with Dillon Gabriel, and this is why I said it's hard for me to say that Oregon isn't the best team and you don't feel the best about Oregon. They're sitting back there with Dillon Gabriel, and they're like, oh, my God, that's the best $1 million we ever spent.
Yeah, I mean, I said that last week, that if you look at the elite teams, the one with the best quarterback play is Oregon.
Yeah.
And if you look at the elite teams, there really aren't, or the top teams, there really isn't an elite defense among any of them.
No.
So why not Oregon?
You know, Cam Ward is another one that you feel great about. It's just that Miami, I feel like every week Miami's white-knuckling it somewhere because, again, they don't have a defense.
Yeah, I was going to say, their defense will hold them back.
Yeah, it's terrible.
There's weaknesses everywhere. You know, like we said with Texas A&M, you know, they have a weakness. They gave up 405 yards to Nussmeier through the air.
Yep.
So that'll come back to bite them at some point.
Yeah.
But a nice win for them. Ohio State. Fans throwing stuff on the field, much like Texas fans. Thanks a lot.
Keeping it classy.
But bigger problems for the Buckeyes, even though they did beat Nebraska, 3.7 yards per carry.
Two more
alignment. And they lost their left tackle. So Simmons, the left tackle, got hurt in the Oregon game.
Yep.
And now his backup got hurt in the Nebraska game.
And they brought in, and so they moved the right tackle over, and then that guy that came in to replace the move tackle, he got hurt. And, their offensive line was dreadful.
And they play Penn State this week.
Yeah.
Now, Penn State, I thought that was a good win going to Wisconsin.
Sure.
And winning.
And losing your quarterback in the middle and still doing that.
Yeah, they still won that game, and they put an exclamation on it at the end, and like, that was good, because Wisconsin had been playing better. That probably makes Oregon fan feel a little bit better about that trip coming up.
Sure.
The Wisconsin trip that Penn State went there and won.
Yeah, Penn State held them to 13 points after down. I think it was 13-7 at one point.
This Penn State-Ohio State game is enormous for Ohio State.
Well, if Ohio State loses, they're essentially out of the Big Ten championship race. And now you're sitting there with two losses, and you look at the rest of their schedule, they should win out after that. But we've said this all the time. If you're sitting there as a two-loss team that doesn't play in your conference title game, you are at the mercy of hoping other schools stub their toe.
I mean, I mean, there are going to be 10-win teams that don't make the playoffs.
Yes. And that could be – think about this. If Ohio State loses to Penn State, which with that O-line right now and their inability to run is a very real possibility because Penn State plays good defense. This could be a rock fight. Imagine two-loss Ohio State and two-loss Alabama both not making the postseason.
That's why I like the fact that it comes down to winning your league.
Yeah.
You got to get into that championship game, and you didn't.
No, but so, I mean, you got a team like Clemson. If Miami goes undefeated and Clemson clips them in the playoff, you're going to tell me that Miami's going to sit there and be like, we're a one-loss team that had to play an extra game in our conference title game, and you're putting in Ohio State or Bama over us that didn't even make their conference title game, or Iowa State, BYU, something like that. Boise, obviously, is going to claim one of those spots, or the group of five team. I mean, you start looking at some of the way this shakes out.
It's going to be dicey.
It's going to be dicey. If you lose two games and you don't make your conference title game, look out. And there'll be no sympathy for you.
So the chemtrail continues next. We will talk about Indiana, BYU.
My Hoosiers and my Cougs. I'm rooting for Indiana. Indiana is the best story right now in college football.
And
Google me, bitch. Yeah.
There was one other team I wanted to. Oh, well, yeah. We'll talk about college football. It's the chemtrail, yeah. Okay? Just trust it. It's next year's buck.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
John Anthony, confirmed information, 5-0.
I got questions.
Number one against the spread.
He'd love to go 5-0.
He says the same thing every week.
Well, first of all, he's got confirmed information. Who's it confirmed by and what information?
It's all generic. And listen, I gotta be careful.
You gotta be careful. You should call John Anthony. That guy's gonna go 5-0, or he wants to go 5-0, or the season's free.
They're advertisers, but dude,
he's on fire.
Monday night, and he's not on fire.
I beg to differ.
He says that every week.
Well, he's on fire every week. I love how you are just assuming that John Anthony
number
is
one
not
against the spread. What
emojis?
What does that mean? Like against your wife?
He's number one.
That is.
He's number one.
I'm sorry. That stuff ought to be criminal because. What happens is Monday night, a lot of degenerates are chasing because it's their last chance to catch up on the money that they lost over the weekend.
That's why you called John
Anthony. And that's why he advertises on Monday nights. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that crap ought to be illegal.
Yeah.
It's bullsh.
I beg to differ.
And it pisses me off.
I'm calling John Anthony tonight, and I'm going 5-0.
John Anthony, bah.
Let me ask you this. Do you have confirmed information?
I do.
I don't think you do.
I do. Because you know what? He doesn't either, but I can tell you that. And it's like, oh, okay. It's Monday night, and I lost a bunch of money over the weekend. I'm going to call Dad John Anthony.
Sounds like someone, to me, lacks confirmed information and is a little butthurt about it.
I'm number one against the spread.
No, John Anthony's number one against the spread. You can't be number one. He's number one. You're full of it.
What a joke.
Yeah, you are.
Absolute joke.
Yeah. Disgusting.
You guys should not call that line. I'm sorry. I'm just going to double down now and just say, don't do that.
It's a bold move. I like it.
Just don't. It's a ripoff.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And it's embarrassing.
How long has the text rolled in yet?
What text?
You know,
it might be an email first.
Look,
let's play the fun game.
Hey,
does
listen.
The email or the text come first?
Who
over
cares?
Under 12 more minutes.
I'll tell you this.
Oh, I'll take the under. I'll take the under all day long.
By the end of the seggy? Yeah.
There's only one of us with courage to actually call stuff out, unlike you two weak links. Bull crap.
Again,
preying on my listeners.
Sounds like coming
without one against the spread.
I'd love to go. Yeah, we'd all love to go 5-0, John.
On fire emojis.
Feeling hot, hot.
By the way, Scoot Henderson, he is conflating Michael Jackson with Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson.
Well, I mean, to be fair, how old Scoot? Like 19, 20 years old?
Can you play the whole clip again?
Magic Johnson and Michael Jackson are probably the same person.
When I dove on it, I seen Chris like from the right, so I said, Magic Johnson. So that's kind of what went through my head, the Magic Johnson clip when he did that.
Well, the Magic Johnson clip when he did that.
So like, I think he's talking about Magic Johnson past, but then he's making he's doing a Michael Jackson impression. So yeah, he's conflating the two.
But maybe he then, so if he's thinking of an actual Magic Johnson clip, maybe he did mean to say Magic Johnson, but he did.
But Magic Johnson doesn't say just like Michael Jackson.
Why did he throw the Michael Jackson
in there? Did Magic hee hee once and we're not aware?
Maybe Magic hee heed one time or two.
I don't remember Magic Johnson ever hee heeing.
Hee hee, Magic Johnson.
And the question becomes, does Scoot really know who Magic Johnson is?
Ooh.
Like,
oh, sure. They're all YouTube kids, right? They all watch the YouTubes.
No,
to,
no.
I think he's more likely to know who that is than Michael Jackson.
Really?
Hee hee, Magic Johnson.
Dude, I don't.
Yeah, because he's a basketball player. I mean, surely he knows Magic Johnson. Mm,
I think he's mildly aware of Magic Johnson.
Okay, that counts. Mm. You're moving the goalposts again. Classic Sukanik here. Does he know who he is? Yes. Mildly aware. Yes, it's the same thing.
Yeah, Magic retired before Scoot was born. Nah, I'm going, if you asked anything about Magic Johnson, he's probably like, he's that guy that owns the Dodgers. We need confirmation. We need Danny to ask him.
Why don't you go? You should go to a game and ask him.
I'm busy getting confirmed information.
I tell you what,
I don't have time for this.
I think you cornering Scoot, big Sook Scoot one-on-one might be gold.
See how that goes?
I'm going to go to that lake.
Can I ask him about that lake? I'm like, I got Jason Sukanik, Adult Video News, hard-hitting questions here. I'm going to ask you about that lake and or the Magic Johnson, Michael Jackson sort of thing. What are we doing here? Where did that hee-hee come from? I don't know. Because we never did get a resolution on the lake thing, and I feel like this one, he just may be one of those guys that just leaves us wanting more. We've got questions.
Yeah, somebody texted, said, could it be that Scoot is a moron?
No,
it could not be that.
No, sharp kid by all accounts.
Hee hee, Magic Johnson.
I love that clip. Let's just go ahead and hold on to that.
We
one.
Are going to keep that on the board,
but I don't understand.
Hot milk, you know, we have little cookies.
I don't understand.
Magic Johnson,
what he by the way, he sounds a little bit like Jameis Winston,
a little bit.
Yeah,
is he a man of increase?
I was gonna say, is
he a man of increase?
What?
Well, we both played it at the
drop at the same time. That's what happens.
I feel like Scoot may be a man of increase.
Do you see we got more evangelical Jameis this weekend too?
No.
Oh, yeah, pre and post game. We have both of those clips if you're interested.
The answer to that question is yes.
Let's hear it.
Loading, please. No, hold on. Here's his pre. Someone on the YouTube chat says you should do the John Anthony voice with the Jameis man of increase quote and see how that goes.
I want to hear new Jameis.
Here's new Jameis pregame.
Being a man of increase.
Jameis, I can tell you're taking it all in right now. You're about to make your first start since 2022. Ken Dorsey said that he's been preaching to you to play smart but not conservative. What do you expect from yourself?
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in it.
You're looking really focused right now. You told us this week that everyone inside this building believes that this is the time you guys can turn it around. What's been the message?
Unwavering faith, ultimate belief, dependent on the Lord. That's all we got.
You told me no nerves, just excitement and butterflies. Still feel that way?
Unwavering faith, ultimate belief, dependence on the Lord.
And then wait, because we have his post game in which there's more praise for the Lord, but there's also a pop culture reference.
Down.
Jameis Winston making your first start since 2022. The word you used before the game was unwavering. How do you describe this victory?
Unwavering faith. Ultimate belief. Dependent on the Lord. And dependent on the Lord should have been first. He gets all the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this win.
Talk to me about your team and the way they showed up today. Coming off five consecutive losses, no one would have blamed you guys if you gave up. How did your guys show up this week in practice to get it done today against the Baltimore Ravens?
One play at a time. We fought. We gave everything that we could possibly give. Thank you for the offensive line. Thank you for the defensive line of winning the trenches. And thank you for the Browns fans for coming up and standing up and helping us get a victory here at home.
It's not often that you get another opportunity like you have just received in the NFL. What does it mean to lead these guys, and what could be the start of what you said is something special moving forward?
Man, it's a white boy from Detroit that I really admire named Eminem. He said, you only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity lasts once in a lifetime. And I know I got a quote, you know, Eminem, he from Detroit, he right up the road, but man, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that the Lord provided me with this opportunity. I'm grateful for my teammates, my coaches, and these amazing fans.
The Lord and Eminem.
Being a man of increase.
We did it again. Same time.
I love that it's about unwavering. Hey, is it about unwavering faith and belief?
I guess.
By the way,
he's insufferable.
Someone knows we've answered the Scoot thing. Yeah. So apparently it's a TikTok clip.
Yeah, that's right. I was just looking at this.
Apparently there's like a 6-second TikTok clip that's made the rounds of Magic describing a dream team practice, and he passes it, I guess, he's.
So we're just like boomer idiots over here for not knowing that
beforehand? We are boomer idiots. Scoot knows exactly what he's talking about. Yeah. There is a clip of Magic, young Magic, on the dream team making a nice pass, and the meme is Magic later in his life talking about that.
Yeah.
And saying,
hee-hee, Magic Johnson.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he is going to that lake.
I'm going to that lake.
Scoot Nautamora.
And he is going to hee-hee. I bet you Scoot Henderson has confirmed information and is going to go 5-0 and be a man of increase and unwavering faith.
Who?
Boy, I bet that Jameis Winston thing in the locker room, boy, I bet that gets old.
If I lock you in a room with John Anthony or Jameis Winston.
John Anthony.
Which one are you... are you wanting out of? Like
wanting out of?
Jameis Winston.
Yeah, yeah. Like which one would... No, let's put it this way. Which one would you rather be locked in a room with?
I'd rather hang out with John Anthony.
Jameis, I think he's too positive. I'd be, you know, I'd come out a happier person.
Yeah, you'd be a he would be a man of increase.
Yes, exactly right.
Being a man of increase.
I think it'd be hilarious to talk. I would sit down. I want to interview John Anthony. I want to see Rock interview John Anthony.
Yeah, we should bring him on.
I got
his patented information.
confirmed information, you ass. I hate to say this because it makes me a horrible person, but
uh-oh.
I played with some guys at BYU that were like Jameis, and you just can't. It makes you preachy.
How so?
It makes you want to put your head through a glass door. Well, look, you're playing a really, really violent game, and you're playing with a lot of dudes that aren't the nicest guys in the world, and you just, it's really hard to hear that Jesus is the reason why we're going to win, or if we lose, it's okay because Jesus loves us. There's only so much you can hear before you do the, would you just cut the S? I swear to God, if you say one more thing, I'm going to beat your, you know, it just...
For all the dumb stuff Aaron Rodgers has said over the years, one of my favorites of all time was when he was asked about another quarterback, you know, talking about God's hand in the game. He goes, to be perfectly frank here, I don't know that Jesus cares a whole lot about a football game.
Thank you. And that's, I just...
Tell that to Jameis.
Yeah. I may have had a run-in or two.
Maybe that's John Anthony's confirmed information. He's got a beat on what Jesus is going to do.
Being a man of increase.
Jesus was a man of increase.
Damn, Janet. Yeah.
We've you know what? This has been a hell of a segment. We've learned a lot. And we now know the hee-hee Magic Johnson.
Yep. Scoot teaching us things.
Man.
Hee-hee Magic Johnson.
I love that.
It's a great little drop.
It is.
All right. The college football chemtrail wraps up next on The Fan.
Yes.
And yes, Texter correctly points out, Buck and I both have drop boards, so when you hear drops, it's one of the two of us.
Yeah.
Although you can kind of probably deduce who's who.
Yeah.
If you know the show.
Yeah, there's a style.
Right. Unique stylings from each of us.
Well, and we have different favorites, too. There's some we both play, but there's some that you specifically play and some that I specifically play.
But this guy is right that we both hit the man of increase at the same time twice, which makes for a first ever... in show history, a quadruple man of increase.
Yeah,
kind of like man of increase.
Kind of like a double doink.
It really is.
It's a unicorn out in the sports wild.
Yeah. Never seen it.
It's never happened. You know what that is right there? That's confirmed information. A quad man of increase. Oh my gosh.
I had
a buddy of mine text me and talk about what a great segment that was. And
thanks.
He thinks that we earned every penny by doing quality segments like that. And let me just say to that friend out there, you're welcome. I think we all learned something and we grew from that segment.
You are welcome. Now go call John Anthony. I bet he gives you the Giants. And then Buck will call John Anthony. I bet she gives him the Steelers.
Also, I feel like those promos sometimes come out when Monday Night Football has already begun.
Well,
you can still call to get
confirmed
information during the game.
You know
Buckley?
What? That's probably how it's confirmed.
Yes.
Because it's already happened.
Yeah. Like where it's going.
A couple other college football chemtrail notes to wrap up the hour. Indiana, the first FBS team to never trail in its first eight games.
Look at that.
Since 1998's Kansas State Wildcats.
Oh.
How about that?
Yeah, and I'm guessing that didn't end well for Kansas State because it never ends well for Kansas State. And they're saying that Rourke, the quarterback, he's throwing it, and they think he may play this week.
So they've never trailed. Washington, you know... There's an archetype of team out there now that's mm-hmm. really fascinating, and Washington falls into this category for me. My Jayhawks are another one. USC is another one. They're teams where when you watch them, you see the bones of good.
Sure.
Like you watch them and go, wow, okay, that they know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But my God, when they need to step up in a big moment or make a big play or any key moment, something terrible happens to them.
Sure. Like, well, and
Washington is one of those teams. Now, that's not taking anything away from Indiana. They're just good.
Yeah.
Indiana.
Indiana's offense, and like I said, I've only recently started to pay attention to what Indiana has going on. The first couple weeks of the season, I was like, whatever. And I told you, the Nebraska game, I was like, I'm going to sit down and watch the Nebraska game. And if you beat Nebraska, Indiana, you will have my attention. And they didn't just beat Nebraska. I mean, they dismantled them. And by the way, Nebraska... I thought it was a pretty decent team. Seen Nebraska play a couple times. They're not great, but they gave Ohio State all they could handle, had a chance to win that game. And then I watched the Washington game. Indiana's offense put so much pressure. It is a really, really well-coached team. And it scheme-wise, it's very fundamental. And I think when you take a look at a team like Indiana, and eventually Indiana's going to get undone by someone that is just has better talent than them. But this is a little bit kind of like when Chip was at Oregon. Chip had really good talent. He didn't have LSU talent. But when you have a scheme that puts so much pressure and it makes the other team play clean, when you aren't a good team and you have holes, it's hard to be consistent. You once said this years ago. I think you might even be talking about the NBA. I remember you saying, I thought it was very a poignant thing. You said the difference between a good team and a great team is consistency. And there's just not a lot of consistency in college football because there's not a lot of great teams. So if you get a team that can apply pressure, eventually that other team cracks. And Washington is one of those teams. Like you said, at times it looks really good, but they crack over the course of four quarters and in pressure moments, they crack. And Indiana busted that thing wide open.
So Indiana's last four, they're 8-0.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, they're not even in the top 10.
No.
Like why is that?
They're like 13th. Well, they haven't really played anybody. They don't have a ranked...
I mean, has Iowa State played anybody?
Probably not. I mean,
they're ahead of them?
I'd have to look at the schedule. But, I mean...
A lot of one-loss teams ahead of them, too.
Well, they've played Florida International, Western Illinois, Charlotte, Maryland, Northwestern, Nebraska, Washington. I mean, there's a difference between not playing anyone and literally playing nobody.
Yeah, those last two, though. I mean, like you said, Nebraska had a top 20 defense.
Yeah, but at the same time, Nebraska now, I mean, with that loss, Nebraska's not ranked. They're, 5-3 now? And Washington's 4-4. So all I know for Indiana is this will be fine because you're going to play Michigan State, whatever. Michigan State's terrible. And then you have a chance to prove yourself in back-to-back weeks, right? You got Michigan at home and then on the road at Ohio State. Everything you want for Indiana is laid out before you. So take care of business next week, and then you got two in a row, and there's your season. And here's the thing about Indiana. You probably don't need to win both. You really don't. As long as you beat Michigan, and you should beat Michigan. Michigan's not that good. You have a close loss to Ohio State. One, you can still find yourself in the Big Ten title game.
Yeah.
But with a close loss, you're in the college football playoff.
That's true. So really, if you can hold serve at home against Michigan and Purdue.
Playoffs.
You just need to beat Michigan State next week at Sparty.
Yes.
If you are able to do that, the Ohio State game, you want to win it.
Yeah.
But if you don't, you still have a crack at the Big Ten title game.
Don't. You can't get housed. You can't get embarrassed against Ohio State. But I don't think they will. I mean, look, they may, like I said, eventually Indiana's just going to run into a superior, talented team. Cause we see this all the time. TCU ran into Georgia, you know, Boise runs they ran into Georgia too. Turns out don't play Georgia when you're that team. But you know, we see that that Oregon Chip Kelly team runs into LSU. It happens. But I don't think that there are just dominant teams. And I think Indiana is going to give, especially a beat up Ohio State team, I think Indiana can give them some fits. They are going to make it uncomfortable for them. And I think that would be an amazing story in year one if somehow Indiana ended up in the Big Ten championship game or made the college football playoff.
If you're Oregon, you're all right playing Indiana,
yes,
right?
Yes, I think you're okay playing Indiana. Because, again, from an athlete standpoint, you should be able to overwhelm them. I mean, we can say all we want here about scheme, but Dave Bartu says it all the time. Like, unless you're a top 10 recruiter, it's really like if you're like a top 7 recruiter, you're not winning. You may win some games, but it's harder than ever now to win a college football playoff. Imagine if you're Indiana and you get in as an at-large berth, and your reward is a road game at Georgia. And then your second game is at a neutral site against Oregon. And then after that, you go and play, I don't know, who else, like
Texas.
Texas.
Yeah, you do wonder if for some of these at-large teams who are just white-knuckling it to get to the playoffs, yeah, if we're going to see a massive letdown and some blowouts in the first round because of matchups like the ones you're talking about.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. You know, it just...
And finally, Jace, BYU.
Yes!
They won again.
Well, and this is what I enjoy.
As underdogs.
Yeah. You know, BYU is playing a team that's lost 4 games in a row. And look, I have watched BYU play 5 or 6 times this year for the bulk of those games. I am not here to tell you that BYU is a great team. I'm not here to tell you that BYU is a top 10 team. But they're well coached. They don't beat themselves. They play really hard. They're disciplined, and they're solid. There's no one big glaring spot. And can I say this? We don't have a starting white corner for the first time in forever. We do not have 2 white cornerbacks, and that makes me very excited.
Both black guys over
Both
there?
Black
guys. Black. Things are looking up. Black, things, please. Thank you.
Things are looking up. And so the idea that BYU went on the road against a team that had lost 4 games in a row and somehow was a 2.5-point underdog.
It was weird, wasn't it?
That was insulting. And, well, it scared BYU, and it scared the dickens out of me, and BYU kicked their ass.
BYU is the first team to go 8-0 after being an underdog in at least 4 of the 8 games,
yes,
since 1980.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
What, yes, does the rest of their schedule look like?
It's actually...
Doable?
It's very doable, and I've always said this. If you can say that your best trait to get into the playoff is your schedule, chances are you're going to stub your toe. But I think BYU is a good team, and they're on the road at Utah, and Utah is not very good. They're just not. Utah's 4-4, and they have
What happened to them?
The injuries occurred. They don't have a quarterback, and this just isn't the team that people thought it was. Utah just is this is not the normal Utah team that you think about. You know, because even when they've struggled offensively, what can you always rely on Utah, right? Run the ball and play defense. They don't even run the ball that well anymore. And the defense is good, but it's not just this team that chokes you out. You're 4-4. BYU can win this game. And then they got Kansas at Arizona State in Houston.
Where's the Kansas game?
It's in Provo.
Okay.
And so BYU can lose one of those. They don't have to be perfect. They can lose one of those games and still end up in the Big 12 title game. So it is a...
Wow.
And I would have laughed if you told me at the beginning of the year that BYU was a contender for the college football playoff.
Can I just say that, are we seeing a forming trend that one of the key deciders in who plays in these conference championships, mm-hmm, are the teams that get scheduling breaks?
100%.
I mean, that seems huge. That seems to be the theme.
It's huge.
I mean, like Oregon had one big game.
And it was at home.
And it's at home, and they won it.
Yep.
And from that point, now it's just like...
Feels pretty cakey.
It feels that way, yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas, and it feels like you avoided disaster with Boise, right? I mean, because
that's true.
Look pretty good now, but...
But Ohio State gets both Oregon and Penn State... And has to play them both on the road.
Yeah.
And if they drop both of those, they're probably not going to the Big Ten title game.
And you wonder if Oregon had to go on the road to Ohio State and on the road to Penn State, is that an undefeated team? Maybe, but
they're so close.
They're so close.
I think the roles,
yeah.
If
that game was in the shoe, we're probably flipping this and Oregon probably has a loss and Ohio State's undefeated.
It's all schedule. Yeah. And then BYU has, you know,
yeah,
Indiana, BYU, Miami, kind of.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Taking advantage of that.
Yeah, Miami doesn't have to play Clemson. It's like the one other team in the ACC that's scary because Florida State sucks. It's like when you looked at that schedule, you're like, oh, Michigan. But now you look at Michigan, if you're Oregon, you're like, well, bring it on.
Yeah, that was that opened as a 13.5 point spread in favor of Oregon. Now all the way juiced up to 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't see how Michigan's going to score that much.
I'm wondering the same thing. As long as Oregon scores more than 20, don't they win that game?
Yes.
You would think.
It feels that way. That's what I said. I think Oregon right now is as balanced a team as there is in the country, and they've been fairly healthy. I know, you know, Birch, but you look at some of the injuries that these teams have had. Oregon has been fairly healthy. I know the offensive line, but you know, once they settled on their own line, it's been healthy. Receivers have been healthy. Backs have been healthy. No Dylan Gabriel injury. I mean, it's
so far.
You know, knock on. Let's you know.
This will be a physical game this weekend.
Absolutely. You know, and it takes one. Remember, I remember the Dennis Dixon injury. I thought Oregon was as good as anyone, if not the best team in the country.
They looked unstoppable.
You know, and you get one dumb knee injury and weird stuff happens. You know, so, but as it looks right now, I think if you are an Oregon Duck fan, I think you're looking at the way college football is and you're like, there is not a team that scares me. There's teams that can certainly play with us. There's teams that can beat us. But I don't think there's a single team right now in the country that if you're Oregon, you say, I don't want to play them. And I don't know if anyone has ever said that in the history of Oregon football. And I would throw Georgia, Bama, Texas, whatever. Those are all going to be good games, Ohio State. There's no one that truly scares you.
And there is your college football chemtrail. On this fine Monday.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the club. Guess who's pregnant? Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.